I sat down and I did up a draft blog post prompt list of a number of blog posts that I've been, well, not sitting on, but that I'd wanted to write over the last couple of months. It lists, I've got about 30 articles that I'm going to have to write over the next while. And then I took a look at my work in progress. I have 2-3 videos edited that I haven't, well, halfway through editing. There's one that I want to put up. It's a video recipe, but there's too much of me flapping about my bingo wings in the kitchen. I know that sounds terrible, but anyway. I'm not sure that I'm comfortable to put up the video. I mean, it's no secret how I look. I'm not comfortable with how I look in the video. There's plenty of videos on the YouTube channel that have me in them. It's just this particular video I'm not very happy with. And then I have another 3 or 4 videos that I haven't even started to edit, of bits and pieces and stuff that we get up to as a family during the day, in the evenings when my husband gets home from work. And I've wanted to share them, I just haven't sat down and got my arse in gear. And then I also have a couple of recipes that I shot, oh goodness, 2 years ago now, that I've never shared, and they're on an old computer, so I need to get into the attic and pull them down from the old computer. So by all accounts, I've been slacking it lately. Yeah, slacking it. When I sit down at the computer, it's so easy to get sucked into the whirlwind, time suck that is social media, and it's not doing me any favours at all. So I've decided that I'm going to set a stopwatch on my phone, and I'm going to set myself blocks of time to do certain things. At the moment, I'm sitting in my office. My desk today is like a bit of an island in a sea of paperwork. So I've just got to pull myself together and get everything sorted. The new routine with the kids is draining my time at home and draining the time at which I can do things at home. I mean, it's incredible how little time I have at home to work now. And that comes down to even just simple things like folding up laundry and putting it away, or making sure the floor is clean and tidy. And my husband has been trying to help me out as much as he can. Sometimes when he works a split shift, sorry, I do apologise about any background noise you're hearing there. That's actually my neighbour 3 doors down, whose kids are just a little bit wild in the back garden. Anyway, when my husband is on a split shift, he'll try to come home and give me a hand for a couple of hours. Just even if it's just to spend time with the kids or do some housework so I can do some writing. But right now I'm finding that being involved in school runs and homework and trying to make sure that there's a healthy meal on the table every evening is totally draining the time that I have to spend blogging, vlogging, writing. And these are all the things that I really want to do. So we'll see how we go over the next couple of weeks. I'm hoping that setting this timetable in motion, and I've printed off my blog post prompt list and my to-do list, and it's taped to the wall here in my office, and I'm really hoping that things will start improving over the next while, because I feel like I'm constantly playing catch up with housework, with writing, with the kids. I constantly feel like I don't have enough time to invest in any of the things that I want to do. I just feel like I'm lurching from one day to the next, one week to the next. Say tschüss, take care, bye.